The Rush Hour with Jazz and Louie. Made in Adelaide for Adelaide. Weekdays from 4 on 104.7 Triple M.
Afternoon, family. Great to have your company. Everybody on their toes looking sharp today, walking in with a bowler. We got a big one. We got a real big one. Going to get across to the men. Mundine and Green have weighed in. Juice, just 24 hours out, even less. You'll weigh in tomorrow morning, the big guy, to post that number and for your chance to not only win the tickets, but to get ringside against the big event, Man v Machine. Speaking of men and machine rolled into one, here he is, the one and only brother of, by the way, gift pack coming your way, DJ, Andrew Juice Newton Jarman. Welcome, Juicy.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Sean Craig Murphy. Hello, Adelaide. Hello, the world. And hello to the boxing fraternity right around this planet. She's on Lou tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's going to go down to the wire. It's going to get ugly.
Hello, Vegas.
Ugly.
Hello, Pimsters.
G'day, Huggy Bear.
Hello, Possies.
G'day, Possies.
Gangs. You got a backpack full of cash like Floyd?
Oh, I'll be ready, Lou.
I'll be carrying the decoy one in case anyone rolls us.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited.
Right on, mate.
Babysitters are locked, loaded and ready.
Nice.
In the Lewis household. And boy, what a show. Michael Buffer. Who is that? That's the Golden Tonsils, the man with the best ring voice going around. Mm. He'll join us out of five. He's in charge.
What's he worth?
About 120 because he trademarked a little thing called, I won't say it in its entirety.
No, because we have to pay cash.
Let's get ready.
Two.
Humble.
Now, Luke, why aren't we going down that path?
I know.
We've got some great sayings that the family live by these days.
Well, we lack.
Take it to their family.
What we need to have our, I mean, this is where your great relationship with Duncan Bashir Hannon, where you have on call and you've got them on a retainer.
Yeah.
That retainer should be getting them to be listening out to the show most days and coming up with things that we can trademark. Because that's how he's made his cash.
Yeah.
$120 million falls straight to
that.
He's 72. Oh. He travels the world.
Yep.
He loves what he does.
He's a good man.
He's bloody good at it. By the way, we'll test you out, family, to see whether you're any good at it. Your best ring announcer effort today, please.
I've got one already ready for you, mate.
Juice has loaded one up. Be fair to say, we may lose him, family. We may lose him. Speaking of losing and losers, Eugene Galekovic.
Spotlight.
Adelaide United. Questions will be asked when Huge comes in 25 minutes' time. Not even that. 10, 15.
Flat.
Get him in here. We're going to rip him apart. A
good
brand
on
new
you,
one coming for
right
Huge. And I'll tell you what, I've got a gift for Juice. Another gift. Just to try and get you over the line for the big weigh-in tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Lou.
All right. I love you so much, brother. And by the way, we've heard off the grapevine, correct me if I'm wrong, just quickly a yay or nay.
Yeah.
Should I be calling you Jezalenko or you Beauty anytime this pre-season? I'm hearing captain coach material. Not C's, not B's, but A's.
I signed a deal today.
Oh.
All right, for the next 6 weeks.
We're going to dabble into that family. I don't know what he's up to, but he came in and he said, I've done something. 6 weeks says me, I've got to shoot for the stars. He goes, I'm aiming too low. I've got to get out of the C-grade gutter. I've got to get high back where I belong, in the clouds, with the gods. You know what I'm saying? All right, up next, how about this? Scotty Pendlebury's come out and said, they've got no issue, the players, of having a good old-fashioned sit-down when the whatever-hell cup rolls out in about a month's time.
In the first quarter?
It's coming up next.
Jeez.
We do it on the show all the time, the sit-down. We might try and stand up.
Jazz and Louis.
Come on.
For Sprint Auto Parts, on, Monster Slam, Adelaide Showgrounds, Feb 11, tickettech.com.au. 104.7, Triple M. Jazz and Louis. It's the Rush Hour, 104.7, Triple M.
Yeah, the Juice has signed up to something fantastic. 6 weeks. I think the catch cry should be to greatness. I don't even know what it is, but I'm excited. You get excited soon as well, a family.
Mm-hmm.
Righto, Juice. A lot of talk about the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement with the AFL players and the AFL and how big a slice of the pie they want. They want 29%.
Yeah.
And have been finally able to, or hoping to find out how big that pie is.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. A lot of talk about if it doesn't go down to it. A lot of bravado in the sense that the players will say, well, nothing's out of the question here.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get what we want, Paul Marsh leading from the front, who's the CEO, and a lot of players backing that up, whether it be Dangerfield, Sloaney, and all the boys in Pav. Reached a new level today on the Collingwood website. Jay-Z, or Jay Clark, as we probably know, works for the Herald Sun and Triple M, one of ours.
Mm.
In his podcast on the Collingwood website with Collingwood skipper Scott Pendlebury, Pendles announced that, hey, happy to do a sit-down. Here it is.
So, Scott, as captain of the football club, would you strike? Would you sit down at the first quarter?
Yes. I have no qualms sitting down
you
at the first quarter.
Wouldn't bother
you? Not at all. As you said, like, you model yourself off what the best businesses in the world have done and the best sporting. NBA had two lockouts. They played a 50-game season instead of an 82-game season to prove a point that, you know, as players we need to be more respected than what they felt they were. Yeah, I think it's something that we've got to fight for, and I don't think the players are going to blink either if the AFL's not going to blink and well, the players don't blink. Who knows what happens when that ball goes up in the first NAB Cup game, Jay?
It's getting juicy. Jay-Z went on to say, I think you will blink the players. But I'll tell you what, that NBA season, 50 games, it's happened before. We've never had it, thankfully. No. Mm-hmm. But
That's a massive call by a very respected individual. Yep. Now, Lou.
Can I remind you, 12 months ago, Joe Watson suggested a similar thing.
Right.
It was only talked about.
Why pre-season game? Why not round one of the home and away season?
He didn't lock it into the JLT, whatever that is, pre-season competition, which is called these days. I don't even know. Yeah. That was a little open-ended as to what it might be.
So 36 players will sit down and the umpire will have the ball in the air. And then we've got a,
you would assume
we've got a strike in our hands.
I would picture if you're fair income on it, I would, and you're going along and it's the pre-season comp is not the place. Round one, Thursday night, Carlton v Richmond.
There
so
you
then
go.
Here comes your trouble. This is the only issue that I see from a player's perspective.
Yeah.
You got out, say there's 700 AFL players.
Yeah.
You got 660 of them sitting back in the comfort of their home.
Mm.
Or 40 of them have got to do the deed.
Uncupped.
They've got to do the deed for them.
That's not fair.
No. It may not be fair, but if you're willing to fight for the overall, that's the issue. So this is why it's not a lighthearted topic at all. When you go to make that call, it's great to be united front, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're all in it together and we all signed off and we're going to do it. But unfortunately, it comes down to the chosen ones and those are the ones that will play first.
Mm.
So it would mean for me, if it's going to happen, it would have to be right across round one.
You've got to get the buy-in.
Each game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Each game. You would have to have that sit down
for 30
minutes. Now, I would imagine, could you imagine the rolling effect of that? So you go season open and look, the AFL you would hope would never let it get to it, but this is where the great game of bluff is coming into it.
Oh, it is. That's it.
So Thursday night, we're all eyes in. 2 million plus are tuning in to Channel 7. Channel 7 are going, hang on a minute, are you serious? Are you telling us there's a real chance they'll sit down for half an hour and we'll have no footy to show?
Thursday night
now,
footy.
It won't kill ratings. It'll actually go through the roof.
Yeah.
But you go, all right, so that's going to happen. What are we going to broadcast?
So we're talking just for the first quarter.
Yeah. Now, again, I don't know whether they're talking pre-season competition
or
main, but Pendles used the example of the NBA and the lockout. 50-game season instead of 82.
Cool hand Pendles.
All to get it to where they want it and to be heard. And
that's
like 29%. You said, we're not going to blink. We want a little bit more respect. We want our slice, the first slice of the pie.
Your gut, Phil? Do you think they'll go ahead with it?
Things just got real.
It has it? Because he just said.
And I've been watching Paul Marsh and trying to see where it's all getting at, and the AFL are hoping that they'll be able to just talk their way around this one and get it all right.
Yeah.
Lou. They're firmly putting it and asking the question of the AFL right now, and will continue to do so. And at the moment, it's just these nice little cheap digs from individuals, players,
Dames,
said we need more respect. Yeah, exactly. Murphy, if you got that drive by sound effect, now would be the time.
I'd be waiting for it. You know I'm on
But you're getting to it. To where it's going to be. Hang on a minute. So we've got now, where are we? February. The women's competition kicks off this weekend.
You're only 2-3 weeks away.
You're not far off.
No, you're not.
So, and I'm trying to think what you really need is the ability to get them all together, like cricket, all the cricket guys, because of the Alan Border medal. We're all could meet in one spot. What you'll find in a moment, all the delegates are going to have to catch up. They're going to have to get to a point and go, where are we at? And what are we going to do about it?
And it has to be a complete buy-in.
Yeah.
Now, like you said, you can't just rely on 40 players to fly the flag.
But this is a catch. This is why it's such a big call. 40 players have got to lead it. And in particular, actually, you can narrow it down to two players.
Yeah.
And that's the captains of the Richmond and the Carlton Football Club. So Mark Murphy. And then you get out there with Richmond's skipper. Yep. It's just escapes me.
Cochin.
Yeah, Koch.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he needs a publicity like old man, doesn't he?
Oh, he's got to play well.
Koch and Murphy to go out,
shake their hands, and then
toss a coin, and then just sit down.
Do they go in their position, then sit down?
I don't know.
Or
that's to be worked
they
out.
They just sit on the wing and sit down together.
Or do you just walk to the bench?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Or do you, what about, you run out and you do your warm-up, and then you just all run off again and go downstairs?
Oh, Lou.
Anyway, watch this space. Just thought it worth playing, sharing with the family.
Gee,
Scotty
Pendlebury,
if you want to see that chat, Collingwood website, the footy club, and it's with Jay Clark. Adelaide United back in action. Canberra, Central Coast Mariners, fair to say, must win do. And the skipper, kind enough to come in and face the music, Eugene Galekovic. Huge welcome back to the Rush Hour.
Thanks for having me, guys.
What the hell is going on,
Come on, Huge, tell
sell it. I can't cope anymore, you.
We deal in premierships, huge.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, obviously Central Coast are just above us, so if we get a win, you know, we jump them. But so far the season's been tough, and, you know, we just got to push on and you know, worry about this week, and it's been tough.
Obviously. Frustrating thing, huge, from an outsider. Yes, we've had some injuries to key players. We've lost some very good players. We've got a good core group. We've been inconsistent, but we haven't reached that next level to compete against the best sides this year. Why is that?
Yeah, well, table doesn't lie. So far, we haven't been good enough. You know, it's like I said, it's been tough. If I could put a finger on something, you know, we'd be able to fix it. But there's probably a lot of little things that, you know, need to improve for us to get better. Yeah. And like I said, if it was one big thing, then we'd probably fix it. But
you know, a lot of little things.
A lot of little things we've got to get right.
Dear, dear. You're just supposed to start out friendly, then turn ugly on you. But let's just crank it up a gear. Put you under the spotlight. Huge, get ready.
Look at the lights. Oh, dear. Jeez.
Put the windows down.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, no, I don't. Huge is on. Oh, no.
Picture the old Mastermind movies in the show's family right there. There's Huge, and he's in a black chair. There's a spotlight on him.
Yep.
Bit of water torture coming your way too, Huge. Righto. Why didn't we go out and buy some decent bloody players? We've lost the guts of it, Bay, yourself and a couple. I didn't expect us to be travelling anywhere near what we did last year because you can't replace the talent that we've lost. I don't care what you say, how good everyone is underneath you.
Yeah, like last year was, you know, exceptional, what we did. And with
short arms, long pockets, Huge. That's what's going on out there.
Come on, Griff.
I can't put a finger on it. Obviously, us players can only worry about what we do on the pitch and, you know, the football department and stuff like that. They're the ones that have to recruit. And, you know, we're doing everything we can as players to improve the situation, and that's all we can do.
Is there any danger of you stopping a few more?
Come on, Huge. Well, you and your back half letting all these goals through the back of the net.
Deals?
Who are you blaming?
Where's the organisation? Who's to blame? Put it on someone.
Where's Tarek Elridge when you need him?
Yeah, well, you're right. You know,
get back, help! Come on, give him to you!
My standards haven't been as good as they have been previously, so I have to improve, and everyone individually has to improve for the team to improve. So,
you're the best goalkeeper in the country. You're too busy worrying about your next fishing spot.
I haven't been fishing for a long time.
Maybe you should.
Well, maybe you should
take the gloves out on the boat.
Yes. Is there any danger of us finding the back of the net?
Can we?
Because that was the biggest. Early on, we were playing some really good footy. We just couldn't finish off.
Feeding.
And the good old Guards, who's no longer with us.
Oh, he's useless.
No, don't go that hard.
No, he's useless.
But we just couldn't find a way, and I reckon it's sapped us of our confidence. No.
Yeah, it's both ends. You know, we scored two goals on the weekend, which was good, but then, you know, we copped two goals. But previously before that, you know, we haven't been scoring and you know, you have to score goals and not concede to win games. And, you know, we've been letting those two things happen and, you know, you don't get results.
My mail says they're scoring off the field, off the pitch, too much. Not enough on it.
The Spanish boys. Yeah. Where's Marcelo Carrusca? Where's my boy? He's about to be dropped off.
I think he's training by the end of the week, so he could be up for selection, yeah.
This week.
Yeah,
I tell you, I've fallen in love with the Gooch, the Garuccio.
Yeah, he's been good.
Hasn't he?
Yeah, he's good
positive.
Pickup. So he plays left back and left wing, so he's been good for us.
It's the only bloke you got love for, you're off everybody else, including Huge.
No, I've always loved Huge.
So, Huge, what can we do for the remainder of the year? You've got to be able to salvage something out of this.
Yeah, that's the aim. We've got the competition to still worry about, but also the ACL. So we want to get in some good rhythm before the ACL comes along in about 5 or 6 weeks. And then, you know, if we build momentum to that, then, you know, hopefully we can achieve something. But, you know, we have to turn it around, and we have to turn around quick.
Huge new signing during the week. A striker? Bubba? Tell us about him.
Yeah, I don't know too much. He hasn't arrived yet.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully by next week. But I'm not sure if that's confirmed or not. So, hopefully, by the weekend, it's a done deal.
And has the coach learned to keep his hands to himself yet, or what?
Trying to thump the fourth ref.
He was not, but you know, I reckon that was the beginning of a. You know, when you're getting picked up on that stuff, it means you're having a real rough year. I reckon you got picked on there.
Mm.
Yeah, well, you know, they're the rules by the FFA and whatever's happened. But, you know, we've moved on from that. It's been a long time ago.
Keep staying positive, mate. You're right. We just need you to keep those boys up and about.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming in, Huge. Good luck. Sunday it is, Central Coast in Canberra.
Yes.
Oh, let's do us proud. Otherwise, don't come home.
See you, Huge.
Thanks, guys.
for Sprint Auto Parts Monster Slam Adelaide Showgrounds, Feb 11, tickettech.com.au. It's the rush hour, Jars and Louis on Triple M.
The Jars Way, and your chance to win some tickets to the Mundine Green fight coming up after 5:30. Of course, put it in the diary right now. Big Juice will weigh in tomorrow morning.
Mm.
Tell you what, and if you're happy with me, give us a tweet or a phone call at some point in time about the weigh-in checklist. I've got three things on there at the moment.
Mm.
Good night's sleep would be one.
Yep.
Second one would be something to do with, you know,
down tools.
Nocturnal activity.
Mm. That's already been signed off.
Good. And the other one for me in particular would be one last final cleansing.
Yeah. I'll do that.
All right, so we'll get to that a little
I'll
later.
I'll get that done.
You came in, though. This is a bigger picture now, family. I'm loving this. The eyes have gone beyond tomorrow's weigh-in, haven't they? And you've come in and said there's something about, you gave a six-week time frame early and chest out, shoulders back.
Yep.
I'm very confident that the new improved 2.0 of the juice is coming along nice and fast. And, in fact, that C-grade is really, you weren't shooting high enough.
I've got to get back on the mountain.
So talk to me.
Well, obviously, I've had a bit of a, you know, sit down with my team.
Yep.
And decided that don't just be satisfied by, you know, getting to that stage or phase of your specimen program. Because I want to be an elite specimen like I was back in the day.
Yeah.
So me, got to think big. A bit like we do in this program. Think big.
Yeah.
And been up
I'm still
there
stuck on elite specimen back in the day, by
been
the way.
On there a long time. Been up there in a long time with the flag.
Exalted.
But obviously decided to come down many, many, many years ago.
So quick scaling down.
But I met up with an individual today who inspired me and said I need 6 weeks, two times a week, to come and join me.
Hello.
And I'll have you cherry ripe.
Gee.
Not just C grade.
No.
And I said, well, what SNFL? And you tell me the last 51-year-old that ran around at the SNFL competition and did some serious damage. You tell me.
I don't recall anyone in their 50s getting the gig.
So I've decided to do something very, 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 very rigorous and hard. And this is brutal. This will break people. But I'm not going to share what I'm going to do, Lou, but it's 6 weeks and I'm going to be starting next week.
133353, family. You know, we love to go along for these rides, these journeys. What do you reckon the juice is signing up for? 6 weeks says he'll have him knocking down the door of selection to Sandful. Unbelievably, could be recruited back at 51. What do you think he's up to? What do you
think? If these AFL boys go on strike, they'll need to find
Scabs. 133353. Could the juice be returning to the big show? Hey, what do you reckon he's up to? What has he signed up for? My tip, what was that thing, Murph?
What'd you say?
And I don't know.
Come on, mate.
Look, it's a little R-rated, so have you got kids anywhere near the car at the moment?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What was that piece of art where they sewed the mouths to the, you know, remember that crazy fad?
I don't know.
Because that would stop him from eating. Talking.
Wasn't that a fringe show?
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, family? What do you think he's up to? It's a six-week course that'll have him cherry ripe. Yeah. Give us a call. Love to tap into your intel. 133353, jump on Twitter as well.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. It's the Rush Hour.
You're the big juice. Lift us up where we belong, where eagles fly, mountain high.
Mm.
Big fella, family came in, just upped his vision like he did in every single game he played. Just saw it coming before it got there and it said, 6 weeks, Louis, in 6 weeks, I'm shooting for the stars. Mm. I'm not playing C's. I'm going to be Alex Jezelenko, captain coach, at bare minimum of Gazer. This is just enormous juice. Now, he hasn't told us what it is and what he's into, to do. Let's try and guess what the big fella signing himself up for. Padman says a six-week holiday to Guantanamo. Hicksie style. At least you don't have to do the prerequisite to get in to Guantanamo.
Andy Maidman.
Andy Maidman. Good to have you back. Andy Jars in training like Jerry Seinfeld with Izzy Mandelbaum. It's school time. I love that episode. That's fantastic.
That's a good one.
And there's another one in there somewhere. Jars, you've always been a specimen. Mm. That's a term you used before. Mm. But no, not sure how elite you were. I think the long sleeve hid a shape.
Okay, that's J.C. Wren. Right. Righto. Chaddy of Hope Valley. G'day, Chad.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Far away.
What are you thinking, Chad?
I'm thinking like a boot camp, like an army training boot camp type thing.
Yeah, Navy SEALs, because you got the water on your doorstep.
Yep, nah.
Nah. Nah. All right, nice try, Chaddy.
Good on you, Chad. Let's go to John of Happy Valley. Jono.
Yep, how you going there?
Good, where, mate. Where's he at, Jono? What's he doing, you think?
I'm reckon he's not going down to the Victor Harbour Triathlon, is he?
My daughter Charlie does that, so she'll be down there. But at this stage, I haven't participated in any triathlon events.
Mm. Johnny, I would suggest that Jars, especially the old Jars, there was a whaling station down there, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I'd be steering clear of that triathlon.
Thanks, Jono. John. Let's go to Andy of Woodcroft. Andy.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Andy, what do you think he's into? What's he up to?
I reckon he's registered for the puppetry of penis, and he needs 6 weeks to work on the growth.
Yeah. Tell you what, if he, oh, no. If he does a hamburger in here, Andy, no. There'll be all sorts of trouble.
No, let's go to Laurie of Findon. G'day, Lawrence.
How you going, mate?
What do you reckon, Loz?
Come on, mate.
I reckon Jars is going to do a pre-season with the Mighty Redleg.
Ooh. Oh, got some good memories at the Mighty Redlegs there, young Lawrence.
Pretty heavens on a
come
similar
on, Jars,
theme.
They'll just put you in the forward pocket. You'll kick 60 or 70 for the year. Mate.
Tell you what, Loz, they're going to need it by the time they get done with by the sample for going over salary cap again.
Don't say
it. Brady Heaven, same deal, 6 week cheerleading course at TAFE. The Roosterettes, here we come.
What about Kai Richo, man?
Trez and I did some with them as well one day. Pre-season test driver for Red Bull Holden Racing Team.
Hang on, Kai.
Put you in the cockpit 50, 60 degrees, you lose some pounds. Thank you for bringing them up. Hey, we'll get back to that one. The big juice man.
Can I have a prize for Lawrence?
Yep. Sure. We'll sort it out after this, okay? Because I've only got 3 seconds left. It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. Jars and Louis, the Rush Hour on Triple M for Sprint Auto Parts Monster Slam. Adelaide Showgrounds, Feb 11, tickertech.com.au.
Still plenty of guesses coming through, Juice. Your big 6 weeks to getting back to your personal best. Couch Specimen, have you signed up to train with the Crows AFL Women's?
Couchy, don't.
Then he realises the error of his ways and comes back with this one. 6 weeks. Is that the surgical and recuperation time for lap band surgery? Maybe a baby band. Kai Richo, earthquake gags.
Oh, here we go.
They're going to be mean to you, Juice, in your bowel movements. He's left that alone, mate. But someone moved Roo's sock drawer full of cash. That's a fair call. Tell you what, that would make a tremor right across Adelaide at the moment. And, yeah, keep them coming through. I'm loving this catch specimen again. After that effort, should Q, as in Q, who did the quiz with no name, Quentin, first time on the show, probably last time, be sent far away. You know he'd be the
20
the
bucks.
Far Q.
20 bucks.
He just rolled all over the gag at the end, but that's all
right. No, but I had to let the family just joined in. Yeah. He only got 20 bucks.
You know, he'd then be the fuck you.
Fuck you.
Okay. What did you just wear then?
No. You're doing Graham Kennedy gags, we are now. All right,
Luke, come on.
Big news in the footy world today. Of course, we know that CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, is just getting down to the pointy end. Big slice of the pie. Players want 29% and are adamant that if they don't get what they want, they'll take action. That action could be anything from maybe sitting down, maybe striking. Who knows what they're up to. Scotty Pendlebury today on the Collingwood website in a podcast put an image to all those collective thoughts. Here he is.
So, Scott, as captain of the football club, would you strike? Would you sit down at the first quarter?
Yes. I have no qualms sitting down
you
at the first quarter.
You wouldn't bother
Not at all. As you said, like, you model yourself off what the best businesses in the world have done and the best sporting. NBA had two lockouts. They played a 50-game season instead of an 82-game season to prove a point that, you know, as players we need to be more respected than what they felt they were. Yeah, I think it's something that we've got to fight for, and I don't think the players are going to blink either. If the AFL's not going to blink and the players don't blink, who knows what happens when that ball goes up in the first NAB Cup game, Jay?
So they're talking, it's called the JLT or something, or JLW. I don't know what their preseason comp's called. But it is getting louder and louder, Juice, isn't it? Danger is spoken about. A lot of players have spoken about it, that they want their fair share. Paul Marsh, the CEO, has spoken about it, want their fair share. So we spoke about it off the top of the show, and I suggested, well, all right, if it's NAB Cup or the preseason comp, probably not going to have the real.
It's got to be home and away. It's got to be home and away.
So that means Thursday night Carlton v Richmond. Pat Ben says it's only Carlton v Richmond. Won't affect the eight anyhow if they becomes null and void.
That's a good point.
But that's the one. Yeah. So if you want maximum impact, that is season opener.
That's it.
But what it does, say there's 720 AFL players, you've got 680 are sitting at home in the comfort of their lounge chairs, and they're okay because and they're right behind it. 40 guys have got to do it.
They shouldn't be able to carry the can on that.
And they're the ones that if the public, and it'd be fair to say they're probably not winning the PR argument at the moment, they're the ones who would have to wear it from a public point of view. So if there's a sit down for 30 minutes, even if it is a pre-season game and people have paid their hard end, I'm pretty sure I know what's going to come from over the
fence.
There'll
be a backlash.
You know what I mean?
There'll be a backlash.
So it's intriguing.
18 sides need to go. These boys have to buy in and they need to unite and do it. 18 teams. You can't just rely on two teams to just put their hand up. Let's sit down. You can't.
Pendle's put it there and he cited the example of the NBA. Yeah. And they had a lockout season where a traditional season in the NBA is 82 games. Mm-hmm. It was a 50-game season until they got a resolution.
All players.
Yeah, did not play.
Yep.
You know, and it's different because of the private ownership over there, but that's how it works. So I would think if they're going to do such any type of act, the collective has to be worked out prior to it all. And I don't think you can leave it up to the guys, just a bunch of 40.
Do you think they'll do it? Do you think they've got the courage to do it?
I think they want to do something, absolutely. All right. And I think they're trying to talk strong and hold their ground right now. Because
AFL's not going to budge.
The AFL are the ones. Well, they're hoping they do, and it doesn't get to. Nobody wins.
They're not going to
budge.
Says
on Twitter, nobody wins when it comes to this type of thing. All right?
Okay.
And if the AFL aren't going to budge, right, and you're pretty adamant, and I think most of us think the AFL is the big leader of the show, and they run into as brother. I say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then the players have got to come up with something that's going to make them notice, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And I could imagine, I'm trying to rack my brain and go, what can you do other than strike?
Strike. Mm.
Or sit down. Because sit down is the soft version of the strike. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's not that soft either because you still got to do it. What else can they do, right, to get the AFL to go?
I'm trying to think of that.
Here's a bit more.
That will have a massive impact.
You know, because the AFL know that if they do that, you not only AFL will lose some money a little bit, but the players will lose
a lot
the fans.
More. Mm, we'll lose a lot more.
Which, in effect, then, the AFL shouldn't want that because if you lose the fans, who's losing? The AFL.
Correct.
Yeah, I'd love to see what the family thinks. 133353, get on board, jump on Twitter, sit down or a strike. AFL players, is it happening?
Brian of Port Noarlunga is waiting on the line. G'day, Brian.
Where are you going? I don't think they should sit down. They should go out there and play really badly like Louis used to play.
Oh, no. Put the laugh track in now, please, Murph. You've just been...
Just more badly.
Brian, would that be equivalent of your stint on the quiz? No. But did I play that bad?
Yeah, well, something similar, yeah.
I would suggest I probably did play a few games like that.
Well, we all did, Lou.
So Splash jumping in on this one. Thanks, Brian. I was probably looking for a more harder edge.
So
first
was
call.
I. Jared.
Sir Splash. Oh, tell you what, he won't last long, that kid. Sir Splash, El Presidente. Big baller he is. A lockout is a lockout, so therefore you're not there, so there's no chance for the fans to actually really voice their disapproval. Yeah. And he said if they do a sit-down in a game, the fans will definitely turn on them.
What about Rick Gladio is a good one?
Ricky boy there. If the AFL players sat down and not played, wouldn't notice 60% of them, 90% overpaid. Get a reality check, guys. Hashtag get in the real world. All right.
There you go.
Oh, well, keep the calls coming. 133353.
Oh, dear.
Sit down, strikes, protests. What do you think with the AFL? Where's it going to end? Can anyone win?
It's the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis on Triple M.
Getting serious now, Jars. We're about a day and a touch out from the big fight, Man v Machine, and there's one man. He's boxing royalty. He's the man that will intro the boys. You might know him from a little catchphrase called, I don't know, can I say it? Will it cost me money? Let's get ready to rumble. I do it no justice, but the man who does it, the golden tonsils himself, Michael Buffer. Welcome to Adelaide, welcome to Australia, and welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, mate, nice to have you in town. Let's just start with the weigh-in. You were down there. You've been around some big, big fights. Let's be honest, the boys are probably past their prime, but you can see this one means a hell of a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, both fighters are past their prime, but it's such a compelling fight because they appear to have a genuine dislike for each other and a history that goes back 11 years to the first time they fought at super middleweight. And here they are in the ring again, and they're both fit, and they both, you know, they know their age and what their body can do, and they've trained accordingly. So I think it's going to be an excellent contest.
Who are you tipping, Michael? You've been around a lot of boxing royalty. You've seen some wonderful fights over your journey. Who do you think can win the fight tomorrow night?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people would feel that because of Green's size at this point in his career, that he would have the edge. But since they made an agreement to have a catch weight of, I think it's 83 kilos, it's still cruiserweight, but it's a reduced cruiserweight. So he had to come down a few pounds, you know, compared to what he's been fighting at for the last few years. And for Tony, for Mundine, he could just train without having to worry about losing weight or whatever and just get himself as fit as possible and not worry about, you know, making weight because he could just come in easily below that limit. So that makes it interesting. But I think size-wise, the edge might go to the Green Machine, but you never know. I mean, you know, Mundine has that legendary fighting heart and a will to win, so it's going to go either way.
Hey, Michael, let's just move away from the fight for a moment. Your career, something out of the record books. You're 72 right now. Best fight of all time.
You know, I don't know if I could pick one fight because over 35 years, there's so many, but there are moments that stand out. And I'll give you an example. 20 years ago, George Foreman fighting Michael Moorer. He's losing every round to the younger champion, Moorer. George is 44 years old. And as soon as he got that opening in round 10, he lands a jab, a straight right, rocks Moorer, and instantly does the same thing with another jab and straight right, knocks him out cold to become a 44. That moment was just so unbelievably exciting.
Michael, the voice of boxing, as Louis said, how did you get involved in the world of boxing and then have this unique talent to really get the crowd up and about before the round one and the bell goes ding-a-ling, ding, ding, ding?
I've always been a fan, even since I was a kid, you know, watching the black and white telly, you know, back in the 50s and seeing Sugar Ray Robinson in the final days of his career and Archie Moore, Floyd Patterson. And it just stayed with me, and I was an avid fan. You know, I remember the young Cassius Marcellus Clay in the Olympics in 1960 and went on to become Muhammad Ali. I just was a huge fan of his. So when I lived in Philadelphia at the time, 35 years ago, Atlantic City was a booming casino area, and they had a lot of boxing. Right. And I got a chance to get my foot in the door for something that I just thought would be fun, and I never dreamed it would be a way to make a full-time job, let's say. And it just took off.
All right, the catchphrase, let's get ready to rumble. You're a very clever man, trademark, so it's obviously doing nicely for you. By the way, where do we send our royalties? I think we're guilty of using it a couple of times, mate, without your permission.
We pay cash.
Where did that one originate from, and can you remember the first time you used it?
I don't really remember the first time I used it, but the reason I started trying to come up with a phrase was that ring announcers somewhere, I guess, in the late 70s, 80s with television started to introduce all their buddies on the boxing commission. And what that did, it killed the energy and excitement that you had when the fighters came to the ring.
Yep.
You know, in the electronic era where there's music and noise and everybody's excited, and then all of a sudden, down goes the noise, the PA system, and he's introducing all the commissioners, judges, doctors, counting for the knockdown seconds, board members, etc. And you've killed the crowd. I mean, you guys make personal appearances, and you know how to handle a crowd and what works and what doesn't work. And I wanted something that would bring back that enthusiasm when they get to meet the stars of the show. That the fighters, they're the ones that people want to see introduced, and they want to see them fight. So I needed something like, gentlemen, start your engines. Mm. Everybody knows the race is going to begin. So. Yep. You know, I tried a few that bombed out, and the great Muhammad Ali used to say, he was, I'm ready to rumble, and rumble, young man, rumble, and I fine-tuned that to let's get ready to rumble and stayed with it, and it just took off.
Who's been your favorite over the years? You've been around some great ones, obviously Muhammad, Oscar De La Hoya, Sugar Ray, Vandy, you've had them all. Who's your fave?
Favorite, without a doubt, including the period that I worked and being a fan, would of course be Muhammad Ali. Mm. In the period that I've been an announcer, I have to say probably De La Hoya, Marvin Hagler, Evander Holyfield, Henry Maske in Germany, the Klitschkos for the last 11 years. I really like this new young kid, Anthony Joshua.
Tyson at all? Do you do any Tyson's world fights, the title fights?
Tyson fights?
Yeah.
I did 19 Mike Tyson fights.
Wow. What was that like?
I remember he started out on these shows when he was 18, 19 years old, and he was quiet and, a very polite young man. And, we all know what happened to him through the years. It sometimes happens when money and you're surrounded by a bunch of booty kissers. And, it's really hard to hold a lot of things against him because he was kind of led down the wrong path by a lot of people. Mm. And as his friend through the years, we see each other many times. He's happy. He's happy in his own skin. Great wife and children, and I'm glad to see that.
Michael, what was so special and unique about Muhammad Ali?
The talent stands out, of course, there's nothing to even speak further of. It just was so magnificent, so brilliant, and his stand where he refused induction because for probably truly justifiable reasons, 3.5 years of just a prime Muhammad Ali were lost to fight fans and to him, and including millions of dollars. And that was a great stand that he made against a horrible war that, America got embroiled in. It's testament that he truly and firmly believes in his religion and he stuck with it.
Michael, boxing gets a bit of a bad rap, especially from the external noise, for those looking who don't really understand it and call it barbaric and savage and everything else. But when you get to understand it, I think, like, you've been in it so long, it's a beautiful sport when done right.
Yeah, it really is. I love to see it when there's sportsmanship and class involved and when fighters have these a war and that final bell rings and they just embrace that sort of thing gives you goosebumps. I'm a fan and I no matter what the sport, you love it when somebody gets knocked down and his opponent tries to pick him up off the pitch, and that type of thing. That's class, and that's what people love to see. Yeah. But they also want to see the competition. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Well, Jars and I, we love the hype. Like in Vegas, we're trying to turn Adelaide into Vegas, Michael, and we're trying to pimp ourselves up and get ringside and fur coats and bling, my friend. You would have seen some entourages come through on the day. Any that you can recall?
Yeah. Some of the extreme versions of bling.
Yeah, I mean, Floyd's pretty good at it.
Yes. Yeah. In the 35 years, I've seen probably a gazillion dollars worth of bling and ring stuff.
It's a wonder you can still see.
A combination of money poorly spent and bad taste.
Michael, make sure, do yourself a favor, take plenty of photos of our unique world-class stadium. It is going to be a great moment and a great fight between two great people. So enjoy your time in Adelaide, and thank you for your time, mate.
Oh, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Michael, sorry to end on such an ordinary note, but can I ask, have you ever put your foot in your mouth or got it wrong out there?
Yes, of course.
And what do you do when that happens?
No doubt about it. You just keep on going. Come on. You've done it too. What are you going to do?
I just keep on going.
You just say, excuse me, pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, and just keep going. What are you going to do?
Well, thank you very much, Michael Buffer, the man on the mic, Friday night. And I tell you what, let's do it together, Jars, one more time. Let's get...
I'm not doing it.
Oh, what?
He's still got to pay.
He's giving us permission, Michael.
Let's get ready for Triple M Drive.
Yes. Thank you, Michael. Have a great day. Thanks for your time.
Take care.
Bye-bye. The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Made in Adelaide for Adelaide. Weekdays from 4 on 104.7 Triple M.